countdown to Election Day. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Early voting underway in Florida with the state's first gubernatorial debate was this evening. Governor Ron DeSantis accusing challenger Democrat Charlie Crist of taking the wrong approach during the pandemic.
He said you need to force people to shelter in their own homes. That would have destroyed the state of Florida. That would have caused our tourism industry to go into the toilet. It would have locked out millions of kids from school.
Chris said DeSantis' actions caused over 80,000 people in the state to lose their lives.
When you look at the Thanksgiving table, one of those empty seats is probably one of those people for many families watching tonight. And if we had only had the standard of other states in the United States, 40,000 of those people would still be alive.
The debate on WPEC Sinclair Broadcast Group, the two also battled over abortion, crime, and education. Full steam ahead, that's the Biden administration's plan for a student debt relief program temporarily halted by a federal court.
A court order last week putting a temporary hold on implementation of a student loan forgiveness program does not prevent borrowers from applying for relief. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says
the order also does not reverse the lower court's dismissal of the case or suggest that the case has any merit at all.
Jean-Pierre says the Department of Education is still reviewing applications. As of the end of last week, more than 22 million Americans applied for up to $20,000 in student loan debt forgiveness.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. A group of six Republican-led states are suing, saying the program exceeds President Biden's legal authority. Police in St. Louis say an armed former student broke into a high school this morning, killing a teacher and a student and wounding six others before he was killed by officers. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Georgia election officials predict voters will cast more than 1 million early ballots by tomorrow, 2 weeks out from Election Day.
Republican Governor Brian Kemp says that disproves claims by his Democratic challenger Stacey Abrams that Georgia's new voter ID requirements amount to voter suppression. But Abrams insists voting has become more difficult despite the higher numbers. According to a new report in Politico, a voting rights group founded by Abrams paid more than $9 million in legal fees to the law firm of her close friend and campaign manager back in 2019 and 2020. The group tells Politico the attorney was hired for her expertise and not her relationship to Abrams, who left the organization in late 2021, just before announcing her second bid for governor. In Atlanta, Jonathan Seri, Fox News.
Halloween's a week from today, and a new survey takes a look at favorite candies.
America's number one Halloween treat, according to a survey out, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, which had the highest sales nationwide on candystore.com. In second place, Skittles, followed by M&M's. The online candy store also publishing popular candies by state. People in Colorado going for the Hershey's Kisses, then Twix and Milky Way. There were also all chocolate top three lists for Iowa, Arkansas, and Mississippi. Hot tamales number one with shoppers in Nevada and Minnesota. Louisiana big on lemon heads. For Texas, it's Starburst fruit chews. And candy corn not taking top place on any state's list, though there were strong sales across more than 10 states. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
At the box office this weekend, Warner Brothers' Black Adam earned $67 million its opening weekend, giving Dwayne Johnson his biggest box office weekend as a leading man. The romantic comedy Ticket to Paradise in second with $16.3 million, and the horror film Smile in third with $8.4 million. I'm Lisa Lucera, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.